Fire crept into Sora's veins as she jolted awake, needles digging into her chest. The sensation was like every twitch was a dagger working into her joints. Her heart rate spiked, and she tried to scream, but every muscle was locked in place, allowing only tears to stream down her cheeks as she stared at her dark ceiling. It felt as if her nails were being torn apart, the skin underneath lacerated with paper-thin razors. The pain was like someone was gripping her limbs to twist over and over, with hot coals being rubbed through her stomach and intestines. Bones compressing into powder and barbs burrowing into her skull, her brain was about to rupture just above her ears, while white noise crushed her fractured thoughts. Sora's vision swam before going black, leaving her to stare at a void. And after what seemed an hour, her lungs spasmed, pulling in air with sharp gasps that brought raw ice creeping down her throat and made her whimper as what felt like a dull blade dissected every cell to examine her organs before methodically injecting acid. The pain seared her senses for what seemed an eternity until a sharp wave of numb, relieving bliss took its place, leaving her body limp and unresponsive. Mind reeling, she had long since forgotten how to even formulate a thought. The soft sounds of the building and the rhythm of pattering rain gently filtered into focus, breathing a wave of life back into her thumping heart. Lead-like eyes easing open to a jumbled mess of colors and shapes, they drooped, and sweet nothingness wrapped around her consciousness to sink into the abyss. A short yawn bubbled up Sora's chest, ending in a cough as she stretched under her sheets, fingers gripping her throat before trying to rub the raw sensation away. Arching her back to twist left and right, she puffed out a long stream of air before sitting up and cracking open an eye to be punched by blinding light. Ugh! What the hell happened? Blinking, she massaged her forehead and waited for her vision to adjust. Nothing felt off, besides the light, and nothing that came close to the torture she'd experienced the night before. Was all that pain a dream? Wait, was it from not taking my night pills? Oh, that has to be it, she hissed, falling back into her bed to spread out. But one change made her brain freeze. No. Running her fingers through her hair, they met thick layers. She grabbed a clump of the copper locks and pulled it around. Her lips parted in disbelief as she twisted it, examining the bright and shiny sheen. It looked like it had just been treated. There's no way. I've never grown hair this fast. I'm tripping. It goes halfway down my back. Throwing off her covers and realizing it was actually dark outside, a frown came to her lips at how clear everything was, despite the dim lighting. She proceeded into her walk-in closet, a little surprised at how well she could see in the dark space. Still, she flipped on the light, wincing at the radiant glow. Waiting for her eyes to adjust, she turned left and right to steady herself in the body-length mirror inside. In it, her light green nightgown was nice and pretty, enhanced by the color of her luscious locks falling down her back. They seemed real, but it was impossible. She breathed, lips tightening before she gently tugged on it. Ack! Definitely not a wig. Did I dream everything yesterday? Shit. No. Where's my phone? Rushing back to her bed to snatch the device off the wireless charger, it woke with face ID from the shining closet bulb's reflection of her skin. Worryingly, she flipped to her texts before releasing a relieved sigh. Dad's text was real. Mary talked to him. So, not trusting her eyes, Sora rubbed them and blinked a few times before reading it again. It was the same. Mary hadn't texted back yet, but as long as their conversation was real, then everything was fine. I'm not crazy. Carrie had Wendy cut my hair off yesterday. Vision rising uncertainly, she fixated on the shorts and baggy shirt Frank had given her yesterday, still on her dresser as she hadn't put them away yet. And if those were real, then her encounter with Lori had to be. I'm not crazy. I'm not. Then why is my hair back? Stomach squirming as she lifted the copper locks again, her watch buzzed, showing she'd entered workout mode by automatically detecting her heart rate. My sleep tracker. Swiftly returning to her phone, she synced the devices and checked the data for her breath to catch. 413 beats a minute for 3 hours? That's nuts! All of this is. It started at exactly midnight. What the hell happened to me? It even has warning markers at the spikes. Is it broken or... None of this makes any sense. Scratching her forehead with agitation, she glanced down at her bed. There wasn't any sweat, and nothing seemed wet as she ran her hand over the sheets. Okay, Howie will know if... She paused at her door, looking at the marble floor of the showroom. He'll be sleeping, though. She inhaled, body relaxing while controlling her breathing, and a tiny smirk split her lips as her worry immediately melted away. Well, what does it matter? I have my hair back, probably, unless I'm crazy. And I didn't take my meds last night, so did they stunt my hair growth? A dull groan rolled through her throat. Don't be stupid. As if. The real question is, what will I tell Howie and Ron? Massaging her right shoulder and shaking herself out, Sora couldn't help but feel light as a feather. The feeling was uncanny, and after jumping a few times, she confirmed the heights she could reach had increased by a decent margin. So weird. Somewhat over it, she walked to her bathroom and activated the touchscreen panel on the wall, a playful smile twisting her lips. Stressing about it wasn't going to help. What's a good rap artist? I'm typically not much into rap, but I want a good, catchy rhythm right now, and it feels right. Chrome says atmosphere has good vibes.